Welcome to the Pure Sex Radio Broadcast. Thanks for tuning in. We exist to encourage and equip our listeners in the battle for biblical sexual purity. Your host is author and speaker, Jonathan Doherty, director of Be Broken Ministries.
Welcome to today's broadcast of the Pure Sex Radio program. We're glad to have you with us today. We've got a very special guest back in the studio with us again. Elaine Doherty, my wife, is here to answer some questions from us. Let me just tell you real quickly that the vast majority of the contact to our ministry actually comes from wives of men who struggle with sexual addiction. Well over 60% of the individuals who contact us are wives who are hurting, who don't know what to do, who have a husband who is struggling with either pornography use, sexual addiction, any number of things that she just feels helpless to be able to do anything. And so we think it's very important to have broadcasts such as today where we can speak with a wife who has been there, who has struggled through the process of reconciliation and forgiveness and rebuilding trust. And hopefully you'll gain some insights today and encouragement as you hear from Elaine. So Elaine, welcome back to the program. We've got some questions here for you that I just want to go through that you might be able to answer for us. First of all, let me ask you, in the restoration that occurred in your own marriage, what was the most important factor in you feeling secure and safe?
Well, I think mainly two things. One was, Jonathan, your attitude. And I think when I saw that you were repentant and vulnerable and undefensive, that definitely went a long way to making me feel secure and continues to do that. The second thing I think that really aided to me feeling secure in our relationship and our restoration was my knowledge, and both in my knowledge about God and about sexual addiction. When I learned that, you know, there may have been that I wasn't responsible, that even if I had been, you know, if I had been the most thin, gorgeous model, that it wouldn't have changed. So in my learning of the sexual addiction, I became more secure in our restoration because I learned what caused it, and that necessarily wasn't me. Mm-hmm. I also learned that God is trustworthy even when He doesn't feel trustworthy. So in that God will reveal things that are hidden, and that He is with me. And so I am really secure in our restoration because of those things. Your good attitude and our and my knowledge both in God and our learning about sexual addiction.
That's great. What are some key elements, in your opinion, to rebuilding trust in marriage?
I think a lot of wives are asked this to me, and I think the most important thing is to realize that forgiveness is different than trust. One of the first things to do in rebuilding trust is to realize there's a difference between forgiveness and trust. And forgiveness is something between your relationship and the Lord, and it is not dependent on your spouse's behavior. Forgiveness is about it's best for you in your walk with the Lord. But trust is dependent on your husband's actions. And so I think it's important to learn the difference between forgiveness and rebuilding trust. And the second thing is to take everything daily, to take every day at a time. And don't feel like you have to rush to rebuild the trust because you must do it. Well, I encourage you to just take your time and take every day at a time rebuilding trust. And also some things that helped me were learning how to trust Jonathan in the little things. Like I can remember that when we were separated and we were considering reconciliation, he told me that he would call me every night on the phone at 9 o'clock. Well, I realized that it meant a lot if he called me at 9 o'clock and if he was going to be trustworthy in just the little things that he said. And so I started with the little things. And was he going to be faithful in calling me every day at 9 o'clock? That was something little. That wasn't a marriage crisis, but I needed to restore my trust in every little word that he said and not just the big things. And also, I have a checklist that I watch and look at to see if he is being pure, and that has helped me to restore our trust.
Well, and that leads me into my next question. What do you think a wife should be looking for in her husband to gauge his progress toward purity?
Yeah, that's a good question. And that is something I still do daily in my mind. I have this little checklist. And it starts with, is my husband starting the day with the Lord? Is he being accountable for his time? How is his attitude toward me? Is he defensive when I ask him about his struggle? Is he still laying himself vulnerable, still reading about sexual addiction, still continuing his knowledge about the subject? And is he surrounding himself with other men that that struggle in the same area and can hold him accountable? And when we watch TV together, is he being careful about the commercials and the shows that he watches? Is he spending long amounts of time on the computer? Or I have this whole long checklist in my mind to see if my husband is still walking in purity.
That's great. What would you say to a wife whose husband is unwilling to get help? I mean, how can she be strengthened and encouraged?
I think the most important thing is your relationship with the Lord, because that is something that you can control, is your relationship with God. And it's hard because you feel like you're in a hopeless situation with your husband. And so I encourage you to look at God and read Isaiah 54 and learn that God is really your husband and he's your faithful husband and that he is faithful. And I just encourage you to really build on your relationship with the Lord and not to stop hoping, because God can do the impossible, and that is what he did in our marriage.
Well, Elaine, if you had to boil down into one word what wives living with a sexually dependent husband needs to hear, what would that word be?
Okay, I think the word would be hope. You have to, that's what separates us from the world. I've read a magazine from Good Housekeeping. It's a secular magazine, and there was a wife in there that was struggling with the exact same thing, and yet the whole article was hopeless. And so what separates us is hope. And I always would quote this verse in my mind, Lamentations 3:19-23. I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I remember them, and my soul is down cast within me, but I bring this to mind, and therefore I have hope because of the Lord's great love for me. I am not consumed. His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Lamentations 3:19-23. So basically, the word for you is hope.
That's excellent, Elaine. Thank you so much. Can you share with us just a little bit about what you are doing to help wives who may be in this situation? And maybe this will be an encouragement to some of our listeners who kind of feel like they want to do something to help those wives. What are you doing to help wives who are in these situations?
Well, twice a month we have a Bible study or a support group kind of for wives that are hurting, and we have been going through the Handbook for Hurting Wives, and also we're going to be going through the Betrayed Heart. And are some other books. And so it's just a place where women are free to talk and secrets are kept, and you can be open with your feelings about your husband and the struggles that you're going through. And
why don't you share with our listeners that's I think sometimes it's real easy for wives to get into a group like that, and it kind of becomes a husband bashing session. And kind of explain what the primary purpose of that group is, in light of what you said about what it takes for a wife to be encouraged, even if her husband isn't getting the help that he needs.
Right. It definitely is not a husband bashing group. I mean, the intent of our ministry is restoration in marriage, because that is what God has done for us. And God encourages us to love and to respect our husbands. And so we have to wives, though, often beat themselves up thinking about what they could have done differently, what they should have done. Wives are often fighters for their relationship. Sometimes not, but most of the time, wives will do a lot and almost become enablers in a relationship to fight and to please their husbands. And so this group is good to encourage women to learn how to set boundaries that are healthy both for them and learn how to pray for their husbands and learn that it's okay that they have been hurt and it is okay that they are expecting more out of their relationship, and that is normal and that is how God intended it. And it's also a group where we can learn about the relationship that God intended for us to have and to hope for that.
Well, Lane, thanks for coming back on the show. It's been really fun to have you in the studio today. Listeners, I want to just ask you a question. If you've got a question that you'd like to ask Elaine, we'd like to get those to her. So if you could just email your question to Elaine, that's Elaine, at puresexradio.com, or you can write to her at our mailing address, which we'll share with you in just a minute. So if you've got a question that you'd like to have Elaine specifically answer, we'd love to hear from you. She would like to answer that question for you, and I'm sure there's plenty of you out there who do have questions for her. Well, let me tell you what we've got coming up next week. Next week, we're going to be exploring the four pillars of purity. And when these four pillars are in place, we can guarantee that you will live a life of sexual purity. So you're not going to want to miss this very insightful program. Anytime you can make a guarantee like that, people are going to want to listen. So next week, we're talking about the four pillars of purity. You won't want to miss it. Also, we wanted to mention again that this is the last week for our Handbook for Hurting Wives promotion, where this week the first five callers who call in will get a free copy of the Handbook for Hurting Wives. So this is the last week that we're going to hold this promotion, so be sure to call in today and get your copy of the handbook. If you missed last week, this handbook is specifically written for wives. Stephen Cervantes is the main author in this book. I also helped with it, as well as our wives giving their input. And this is a handbook that helps to understand the mind of your husband. It helps you to gain insight from other wives who have been in your very same situation. And also, it's got a 30-day devotional guide in it that helps you to learn how to deal with difficult emotions. So be sure to call in today. First five callers will get a free copy. All other callers who mentioned that they heard about this handbook through this broadcast will receive a 15% discount. So you want to make sure and call today and get your copy of this really powerful resource. And again, if the lines are busy, please keep trying. We sure appreciate your patience as we handle the phone calls. Again, thanks for tuning in for today's broadcast. We are really glad that you joined us. Please remember that we're a listener-supported ministry, and so if you could, please drop us a note and let us know how today's broadcast has impacted your life. You can write us at our mailing address, which is Pure Sex Radio, 18965 FM 2252, Garden Ridge, Texas, 78266. You can also reach us by phone at our toll-free number, 1-800-49-PURITY. That's 1-800-497-8748. Or you can visit us online at our website, which is www.puresexradio.com.
Be encouraged. 1 Thessalonians 4:7 tells us, God has not called us to be impure, but to live a holy life. Get equipped. 2 Peter 1:3 tells us God's divine power has given us all we need for life and godliness.